if you want to just play the end result, this could be a shrinkage, or you can leave this all in here.
Oh, okay.
But the first thing for the news theme, a very good suggestion came in from Big Fatty, and I had considered something like it, which is just that the news theme should be this. This is the part where Mike reads Kyle the news. I thought that was a little bit too on the nose,
yeah.
And maybe, you know,
you might start skipping ahead because you think ads are coming.
Yeah. Yes. Could be better.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty could be better.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3246. LBFO for Thursday, the 16th of July, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got more census, and I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, you can. Hello, El Dentistoers. Be Fatty and Silly. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your El Dentistoers today, because y'all, I forgot to tell you. You know, I told you I went to El Dentisto, which on Tuesday, which, as we all know, is Mexican for Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty. But I didn't tell you that I had no cavities, and I had no anything. There were no teethy maladies, bleh. Fatty teethy maladies. I just wanted to catch you up on that. Y'all, I did. Y'all, there was a little quiz during the visit to El Dentisto. Y'all, I asked the hygienist, why are they called wisdom teeth? Why are wisdom teeth called wisdom teeth? Because, you know, all your other teeth have sort of medical-sounding names. Yes, Big Fatty, the molar and the bicuspid and the canines and the all I want for grandma is my two front teeth. Yes. The hygienist says, you know what? I don't know. And y'all, she goggled it. And then the El Dentisto came in, and I said, I asked him the same question, and he kind of hemmed and hawed, because evidently the medical term for your wisdom teeth are your third molars. I'm not gonna tell you the answer. And don't goggle it, Dr. Stone. I'll tell you at the end of the little show why they're called wisdom teeth. Oh, Big Fatty, I can't wait. I can just hear everybody on pins and needles. Yeah, I guess y'all were up to 69 responses to the census, and Big Fatty, why are you touching yourself? No, I'm not. Y'all, our next one is from David B. He lives in the only time zone that matters, and is a semi-lurker. He's been listening to the BFO from the beginning, and his favorite part of the show is the closing music. Big Fatty, everybody's is. Other than what would he change? He says it's as perfect as it is. He's called the little show and hasn't ever been to a Pride 48 or used a special chair. However, he says, I'm old and don't remember when I may have sharted last, but as I am old, I'm sure it will happen soon. If I remember, I'll tell you about it. Big Fatty, he sounds like he probably did it as he filled out his census. Oh, what's that moisture?
Thank you.
Yes, it did. It's true. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, y'all, I got up from the studio, and I walked into the other room and picked up my cellular telephonic device, and it says, "Oh, there's a person on your front on your at your front door." And y'all, I didn't hear anything. Of course, you know I've got the headphones on and all. Yes, but you didn't have your hearing aids up. Well, not yet. But y'all, I opened the door, and there was young Nicholas. Young Nicholas was sitting there, and I said, I didn't know, and y'all, it was kind of early, you know, and I said, "I did you ring the doorbell? Did you text me or anything?" "No." He says, "I rang the doorbell." I said, "Well, I had the headphones on. I didn't hear it." So, y'all, he came in, and we shared a little cocktail. And, y'all, the reason I had a cocktail on a Tuesday night is, y'all, since that damn Whitman Tinker came by on Monday night, y'all, I just said, you know what? I'm going to have a young Nicholas cocktail. You know, that maybe that'll just help me drift off. Anyway, y'all, we chitter-chatted for a while and everything, and y'all, then, Dr. Stone, you'll be happy to know that, he helped me change the, air filter, in the living room, here at the villa. We had to go get the big ladder and everything, so you're welcome to come anytime, now that you know you don't have to change that, and, y'all, and then a few minutes later, I told young Nicholas, I said, "Come here just a second," because y'all, I'd gotten an e-letter, and I said, "Come here, I want to show you something." And y'all, this happened. Big Fatty Crimmer in July. It's true. Y'all went over to the Treetopia. You know, I told you about that. That Taylor the Latte Boy. And Babalu just bought them a new tree because they were having the Crema in July sale through Saturday. And y'all, I was showing young Nicholas the different things. And y'all, there's one that you put it together and then you push a button and it grows. It's called the Grow and Stow or Stow and Grow or something like that. Well, y'all, I inherited a little bit from my mother. And y'all, although I've done things like pay off my car and things like that, I really hadn't done anything outlandish until Tuesday night. And y'all, young Nicholas was here, and he looked at the little video, and he said, Oh, and y'all, we got out and measured things and all. Y'all, there's a 9-foot Crema tree coming to the villa. Big, fatty, 9 feet, that's easy to social distance. Well, and y'all, it's already shipped. It's already shipped. And you know, I'd ordered some garland to go with my naughty tree in the bedroom. So y'all, it is absolutely over the top, outlandish. But y'all, I've always wanted to have a gigantic Crema tree. And y'all, I've always had a live tree. So this is new also. I'm not going to have a live tree. But y'all, the past couple of years, they've been rather expensive. And y'all, this thing was super expensive. But y'all, they just hadn't had the smell like you would like. Ah, Big Fatty, though, they smell. It's just that you smell worse. So y'all, I'm just going to have me some sort of a pine scent thing, and I'm gonna put it in the tree, and y'all, it has the multicolored and the white lights, and y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. So we'll let you know more about that, Big Fatty. Once again, that damn Whitman Tinker came to visit. Big Fatty, the cocktail didn't help. It did not. Y'all finally fell asleep and woke up about 9:30 a.m. Y'all, here's the thing. I can lay down in the afternoons to take a little nip-a-nap and be out like a light. I can wake up in the mornings and turn over and be out like a light. But to climb in the chamber at the nighttime, y'all, it's just, I don't know. I just don't. Big Fatty, it's all in your head. Either that or it's Whitman Chinka. Yes, Big Fatty, he does take up a lot of room in the bed, that's for sure. But anyway, By the way, y'all, speaking of young Nicholas, he did complete his census while he was enjoying a cocktail here at the villa last night. Big Fatty, how about Granny? Nope. How about Darewood? Nope. How about Straight Bob? Nope. Okay, well, you know, I think the number one fan times two maybe ought to get on all those other number one fans to see if they've done this. Big Fatty, no, throw him under the bus. There you go. Well, anyway, y'all got up on hump day morning, had McCaffrey, and watched Miss Gayle King, of course, watched the did the newspaper. Y'all, I fucked up the Sudoku today somehow. I don't know how I did it, but anyway, I did. And then I hopped in the shower and I was off. I was off to lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, they had one of their friends joined us, she was very nice, very nice. And so after that, we went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Ready. As I do on hump day, went to the Von's East. Y'all just bought shit today. Bought shit. That's all I bought. Y'all, I did get my paper napkins. I'm very pleased that I remember that. Y'all, they had the Von's East French fried potatoes and the onion rings. bags of those were on sale. So, y'all, I got one of each of them. I thought I could cook those for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, they had, I got me a half gallon of milk. I hadn't had any milk in a while, and I just feel like that, I just have a craving for it right now. It's the fat free. But anyway, y'all, they had the chicken dip, buffalo chicken dip on sale. So I got that. Let's see here. I got the, y'all, they had the Nutter Butter family size packages, two for $7 or something like that. And y'all, I had a coupon. If I bought two, you get a dollar off. So I got those since they were on sale. Y'all, I picked up some Triscuits for Friday at Fatty's. Got some Bugles. Y'all, they were on sale. And y'all, the thing is, they... I had a coupon. And I forgot to give them the coupon. Y'all, they had Raisinettes. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, I got some of that Honey Bunches of Oats. I like that cereal. And maybe I'll have some of that with my milk. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they had the Good Extra Sharp cheddar cheese to make cheese cookeries with. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got some country ham, some of those bits and pieces of the country ham. And y'all, it cooks up just nicely, and it makes good red-eye gravy, so I got a package of that. Y'all, they had the good bakery sourdough bread on sale. I got it a round of it, sliced thin. Let's see, what else have I got here? Y'all, I got a, what is that, classic BF chip crow. I don't know what that is. It was the Stouffer's cream chip beef that I put on the toast. They were on sale, so I restocked on those. Y'all, I got some tzatziki sauce for dip. Y'all, I spent $62.68, but I saved $26.02. Yes, Big Fatty! Speaking of going to the Von's East, Terminally Single Tim sent me a message. I think it was probably Tuesday night, or maybe it was Monday night, I don't remember, saying that the dancing, it has done away with that Tom Bergeron and Aaron... What was Aaron's last name? Aaron Andrews as the host of it. They say they're going a different direction. And so, y'all, he had done it for 15 years. And, y'all, they announced on Hump Day that Tyra Banks is going to be the new host of the dancing. And y'all then, I told Turnably Single Tim, he says, I think that we're probably going to have a lot of quiz programs during the fall season. Y'all, the Millionaire's coming back. And y'all, I've told you this, the Supermarket Sweep is coming back with that Leslie Jones as the host. And y'all, I thought Terminally Single Tim was going to soil himself when he heard that. And y'all, I went and I looked, and I remember Supermarket Sweep back in the 60s when it was in the black and white. And y'all, so I went on the YouTube and I was looking at it, and y'all, I was watching one of the programs and all, and y'all, they went to a commercial, and the commercial was for the butternut candy bar. And I just went, oh my Lord, I haven't thought of a butternut candy bar in forever. And so y'all, I goggled to see if they still make it. And y'all, then it says, oh, this company that made the butternut and the milkshake, y'all, do you remember the milkshake candy bar and the Zero? You know, that was the one that had the white chocolate on it. The Payday. None of those are made anymore except for the Payday. But y'all, I used to love the butternut. Y'all, it was like a Snickers without the nougat. And the milkshake was kind of like a Milky Way, like a Milky Way. And the Zero, like I said, it had white chocolate, but it had peanuts in it and everything. And the Payday was caramel rolled in salted peanuts. And y'all, do you remember the butternut and the milkshake? Big Fatty, the milkshake brought the butternuts to the yard. It's true. And so, y'all, I got back and I put my groceries away. And then I've been sitting here thinking about recording the little show. And y'all, now I've done it. Yes, Big Fatty, I didn't hear a nipple walk in there. That's because I didn't do one. Oh, it's too damn hot. Yeah, I see y'all. Believe it or not, I remembered about the wisdom teeth. Now, y'all, have you thought about it? Do you know why they're called wisdom teeth? Well, y'all, evidently, your wisdom teeth come in, or the last ones to come in, and they usually come in for most people between about 16 and 23 or something like that. So evidently, you're wiser when they come in. Or something like that. I don't know. Y'all, I don't remember my wisdom teeth coming in at any point. But y'all, Big Freddy, you don't remember what you had for lunch at the famous toastery. Oh, I had the country Benedict. Oh, Big Freddy. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I told Miss Kitty to let Sadie know that I would be by on Sunday to get the hair shaved. Because, you know, Monday is when I get the new driver's license picture, be ready. I hope the camera doesn't break. That makes two of us. You know, y'all, you just gotta look. Oof, oof. Oof, beef, hey, that's vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the Gayish. That's Mike and Kyle. And Mike, is there anything you want to tell to new listeners of the BFO?
Big Fatty, could be better.
Oh, yes, it could be better. Of course, it could be worse, kind of like Gayish without fucking Dan.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.